Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Today, our guest is Daryl Bauer. Daryl, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome. So, Daryl, let us know where you live and what you do.
I live in Henderson, Nevada, and I run a company called Rokin that manufactures hardware for vaporizer hardware for the cannabis and hemp industries.
Awesome. So, what are your main responsibilities or roles in this organization?
Well, as the CEO, I oversee everything we do at Rokin, but I mostly focus a lot on the product development, the marketing, and our sales.
Awesome. So can you please guide us a little bit? What is your product?
Oh, our primary product is we make vaporizers or 510 thread batteries. So we make also oil cartridges as well. But like I said, our primary thing that we sold and what we became known for was making the battery for the 510 thread cartridge that they plug into or screw into. So we make that in a variety of different models with different, features, functions, and different styles and colors.
Awesome. Awesome. So what about the flavors that you use? Like, do you make flavors as well?
No, we don't make any flavored vapes or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like I said, primarily we are making just the hardware, and we make the hardware for the cannabis companies. Awesome. And stuff. And the flavors typically, in that industry aren't as much as, say, like the nicotine industry.
Awesome. All right. So how did you come to know the gap in the market that you can fill in?
Well, I mean, we were kind of there. It wasn't really a gap. I would say we were there when the market was really being developed. So we've kind of grown with that, since this is a new industry in the U.S. and stuff. We started out in 2016. We started selling 510 thread batteries in 2017. They were out before then, but we were predicting that there would be a lot more growth in that category that we would be able to fill in for. And that's what did happen.
Awesome. So I think this is something that differentiates your business from the others in the market, right?
Yes. We make sure our products are different. They have different designs, different functionalities. We try to be more customer service focused and stuff to differentiate ourselves.
Awesome. Makes sense. So how you're marketing your business? Because marketing is a main component of every business. So what are your strategies, how you market your things?
Well, we're marketing in several different ways. First, we are using social media to market the company, mostly through Instagram today, a little bit of Facebook. We are using a ton into search engine optimization for our website and doing a lot of that. And then we also do a fair amount of trade shows and stuff, from a few large trade shows to some smaller ones across the country. And as actually I'm leaving one out, we are actually running in magazine ads too.
That's cool. That's cool. So what is your ratio of selling like on retail and on e-commerce?
We're doing primarily 80% of our business in wholesale, 20% in B2C e-commerce.
All right. All right. So you are not selling these products B2C in terms of retail.
What's that?
In terms of retail, like you are not selling your products B2C via retail.
Just through their website.
Just the website.
But in-store purchases and stuff are all done by our dealers that we sell wholesale to.
All right. So B2B model is a very interesting model. And in this case, like, how do you acquire a customer that is, again, a business? How do you acquire acquire the new customer?
Well, it could be from our marketing, where the customer reaches out to us directly, or it could be from our salespeople doing trade shows or cold calling and emailing customers or potential businesses.
Okay, so in terms of emailing, I believe like it is one of the hardest thing to acquire new customers via cold emails. So what's the response for you?
Oh, it's very low. Like today, like if we'd send 100 emails, we might get one out of 100 to respond.
Yeah, I think 1% is still good.
Yeah.
In terms of cold emails.
We try to get maybe sometimes it can be a little bit higher if we come out with new products and stuff, especially if they've heard of us and it piques their interest. But I think calling and stuff today still and then responding with the email gets a little bit better.
All right, makes sense. So what was the inspiration behind it? Why you started doing this?
Cannabis was always a passion of mine. I thought it should be legal in the U.S. for a long time when I was younger. And I learned about vaporizing cannabis in the early 2000s in Amsterdam. So that was kind of like always a hobby for mine, for me to travel a little bit for cannabis in different places. And I liked vaporizing it. And where I was working in retail before and running retail stores, and I saw retail change in the U.S., I knew I needed a different career. So I figured I could combine my passion of what I like to do in life with a with work.
Awesome. That's great. So, okay. So in terms of an entrepreneur, in fact, I believe every businessman, every founder faced a lot of challenges. So this is the part of the game for an entrepreneur. I believe entrepreneurs are meant to face the challenges. So can you share the biggest challenge you have faced ever?
I mean, I would say the biggest challenge that we've had to face in this company is raising capital for expansion. As far as, a business in the United States that touches or sells to a cannabis or sells to a cannabis company is, you know, seen as high risk or an undesirable for many investors, which can make raising capital for, say, this type of industry much more difficult than other industries.
All right. Makes sense. So what are the challenges that you are facing at this point now?
Our challenges today are still continuously, even though we are a profitable company and growing, is to continuously get more capital to develop more products and expand our footprint. You know, we currently have to do that on currently what we make. We could certainly grow at a greater rate with greater access to capital. So that's one of the things we're always working on. Another thing we're always working on is product development, new products all the time.
Right. That's a good thing. So in terms of your goals, what do you think what you will be going to do within 3 to 6 months, like the short-term goals?
In the short-term goals, in the next 3 to 6 months, we want to come out with a bunch of new products, show new features, you know, show people a bunch of new things they haven't, and kind of show off that direction in our sales.
All right. And what are you doing to achieve these goals?
We have several product launches that we'll be making every time. So we just came up with a new product a few weeks ago. We plan on coming out with another new product in the next about 6 to 7 weeks. Then another new product and that about another 5 weeks, and then another new product and another new product.
So when you are launching a new product, what is the theory behind and what is the thinking behind? What are the exact parameters that you consider before you launch a new product?
Well, we're trying to see what the need, what the demand for the product is, which way the market seems to be going in the trend. And so we're trying to see if we can get ahead of that.
And is there any study or research involved for making these products? Because yes, whenever we are launching a product, yes, we have to check the market, if market is even looking for it or not. But after this, like, what are the things involved in it? Is there any study to launch a product or to even develop that product?
Yeah, there's always a strategy. We are, you know, we're trying to see how the demand in the market is changing and evolve that product to meet those demands better than the other products did in the past. So maybe it might be a new function. It might be fitting a larger cartridge, something new that the customer hasn't seen, hasn't had before.
In this journey, like, again, the entrepreneurship is a journey where you have to take care of a lot of matters, and all the entrepreneurs keep multiple hats. So in terms of your responsibilities, how many hats you are wearing for this company?
I mean, I do quite a bit. Mostly, I would say I work, you know, helping out with my designers and stuff. But I used to wear a ton of hats when we first started out. I ship my products myself. I still occasionally will run a delivery truck if I have time or whatever. But I'm a little bit more fortunate down the road that I'm, you know, almost what, 8 years down the road into Roken. So I do have most of the positions that I used to do filled now by somebody who does those full time.
But do you
but
think
at one point I packed everything myself?
So I believe this would be the moment where you will be looking for delegation of your responsibilities. But what do you think? What could be the point where an entrepreneur should start thinking about delegation, delegation of the responsibilities?
I would think when you find you know tasks that are very repetitive that somebody else could do, that you could train somebody else to do, that is tying you up from being creative and figuring out how you can grow your business instead of just handle the flow of your business.
Hey y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing, and I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? You want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technologies like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
All right. At that case, what do you think? You should hire the employees, or you should hire more founders? Not founders, but directors, maybe. Yeah.
Well, it depends on, I think, how you feel as an owner. You know, let's say you're a founder and you find that you're missing some skill set that you're not doing so well on. You know, maybe at that point of the business, it could be beneficial to partner up with somebody that does have that other skill set. I work here with my family that I started this up. So I have my father here, who is our CFO, my brother, who's our COO. You know, especially like me and my brother in life do have different skill sets. So that does complement in the work situation. I might understand the cannabis market and stuff. My brother's an engineer and stuff. So when we're developing stuff, he might understand some other things about development of the product that we don't understand.
Makes sense. So because at this point, you are handling a lot of things. So obviously, you will be the one who's making strategies as well, and who is the one who is taking all the decisions. You are the decisive person. So what's the biggest failure of strategy that you think you are not going to do in future?
I think like last year we came out with more new colors in our products, and I think I would have liked to have come out with more new stuff. So what I've learned and I wouldn't do again is expand product lines that are selling really well in lieu of developing new products.
All right, makes sense. So now it was a good conversation. So what would be your biggest piece of advice for our viewers who are the ones who are going to start their business or maybe struggling with the business?
I would say make sure you're well capitalized and that you're ready to know that it will probably be harder than you even expected.
Yeah, that's true. So true. I can guarantee. Yeah, this will be the scenario because I have also started my business in 2016, and I have faced a lot of things where I was thinking optimistic, but the things went really worse. So you are right. Yeah, that's a beautiful advice.
Thank you.
Awesome. So, Del, will you please let our viewers know how they can reach you? If you can share your website and your social media handles or wherever you want people to reach you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can get a hold of us. Our website is www.rokinvapes.com. It's spelled RokinVapes.com. And you can also find us on social media and Instagram at Roken Vapes. Or Facebook at Roken Vapes and Twitter at Roken Vapes.
Awesome, Del. Thank you so much for appearing today. It was really nice talking to you, and hopefully we will stay in touch.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Del. Have a good day.
All right. Have a good
day. Bye-bye.